Hey guys, it's been a while since I've done one of these. I apologize for that, but I just got done watching Snowball Effect, which is a little documentary about the film Clerks by Kevin Smith and what Kevin went through to get that film made. And it's a story of this guy who had no idea what he was doing, making his very first film on a very small budget, and like. Working till overnight, till 6 in the morning, with all the actors shooting the film in the convenience store that he worked at during the day. It's just fascinating and really kind of wonderful and very inspirational. I kind of come out of that with this feeling that, like, hey, like I can do whatever I want. If this guy with basically no money and no experience can go on to make a great film, I could do great things too. I love documentaries like that. I love documentaries that really are inspirational and wonderful. So I recommend, if you're a fan of Kevin Smith's work, or a fan of independent films in general, I think that's a great movie to pick up and watch. You can find it on the 10th anniversary Clerks DVD. So I've got all this energy now, and I'm really inspired to do something. And that something, of course, is Robot Beach. I continue to love what I'm doing on that. I'm continually inspired by things that make me just want to push myself further with it and do better. I'm sort of in this sort of place right now in my life where as good as I can do is only one strip a week, unfortunately. But you get a sense with watching Snowball Effect, you get a sense that Clerks was Kevin's calling. Like he was born to make that movie, and it was going to happen, and it happened for him. And so I feel that's I you know it may be cheesy, but I kind of feel that same way about Robot Beach. I feel like me starting my own comic strip was an eventuality. It was going to happen, and now it's happened. And there's no end in sight for me. It's one of those things where if I die at 80 years old and I'm still drawing Robot Beach, that'd be a great thing. I know that sounds cheesy, but that's kind of the where my head space is at right now. Of course, I'm also kind of sick, and it's 11:41 at night, so I haven't slept in like 2 months. But anyway, yeah, I'll try to get some more audio commentaries going on the strip soon, because I really like them, and I should do them. They're just kind of a pain in the butt to record, so I'm super lazy, so I put them off. But if I'm down to one strip a week, I should at least be giving you guys some commentary tracks, right? All right. Pardon me. Well, see you soon. Thanks for listening to this.